Another round for our gallant Home Guard boys. I have to say that I feel proper safe just knowing that men the likes of you are here in case Jerry comes knocking.
Hey, a fine speech, an even finer suggestion. Hey, points all round. Will you be joining us?
Yes, come and join us, Mrs. P.
It will be my pleasure, gentlemen.
Ah, that's all right then. So, Jack, where were we?
Well, we thought we'd book the hall for October. That should give us plenty of time to let them all know.
How about the 10th? It'll have to be in the morning, I suppose.
Here you go.
Smash in. Put them down there.
Oh, cheers. That's lovely.
What's all this, then? What you boys planning?
Well, it's our annual service for the old boys of Endowed School.
Oh, I see. Where will that be to, then?
Lewin's Mead Meeting House. That's where we always hold it. And we'll be damned if Hitler and his bleeding war is going to stop us.
And I'll drink to that.
Yeah, things like that are important. Will there be many of you there?
Well, that's about where we're at with the plan.
That's right. Now then, there's Tom and Bill and then Jake, Cyril, Walter and
John.
John. Right, add those names to the list we already have and that makes 60 all told.
My, that is a lot. They can't all be in the Home Guard.
Oh, far from it. We have men in the Special Constabulary. The Auxiliary Fire Service.
And Air Wardens.
Them too.
And did you know that not one of us old boys has been registered as a conchy?
That's a fact, that is.
Is that right? Well, they must have taught you all well at that school of yours.
Pah, patriotism ain't something you get taught in school. Why, it's in your blood. Or at least it should be if you're any kind of an Englishman.
Nah, that's a spirit, Jack. A man ought to be prepared to serve his king and country even without having to be asked. I'd gladly lay down my life for this fair land.
Be it in defence or on the battlefield.
Oh, golly. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Nice bar. What is it, the coronation?
Well, excuse me, gents. Looks like I have some customers what need serving.
We can
about
tea then.
Good evening. What will it be?
Two double scotches. And whatever these two lovely ladies would like.
He don't mean us, do he? I ain't never been called a lady before.
Me neither, I quite likes it.
We'll have two halves, please.
Thank you.
I'll get this round, Angus. You can get the next.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll order it now to save this lady the trouble. I'll have two more double scotches, please.
I never heard two more polite Yanks in all my days.
That'll be because we're not Yanks, ma'am.
Oh, Australians, then?
No, ma'am. Actually, we're Canadian. From Canada.
Oh, I see. Well, what brings you Canadians over to little old England, then? A little bit of sightseeing, is it?
Here, that's not fair. These boys have come all the way across the ocean to help us fight the Nazis. Isn't that right, fellas?
Well, yes, I guess it is. Your King George? Well, he's our king, too.
My friend is right. We're over here fighting for the same cause as you Brits.
Is that right? How come you're here in my pub, then, with these two young lovelies?
We're stationed here as part of His Majesty's Canadian Force.
You never knew there was such a thing.
Oh, I can assure you they exist, ma'am. As a matter of fact, only the other week, a squadron of the Royal Canadian Air Force was the first to take on the Luftwaffe in air-to-air combat.
Air-to-air? What's that, then?
You know them aeroplanes fighting in the air, silly.
Oh, yeah. See? Mrs. Banks?
Aren't they brave?
And handsome.
That'll be 1 and 6 for the drinks.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it weren't actually them, though, was it?
What's that, my friend?
Just because you're over here with the Canadian forces doesn't mean that you two are actually the ones up in the sky fighting with Jerry now, does it?
Well, they might have been, Jack. But them don't look like Air Force uniforms, do they?
No, we're not pilots, sir.
What are you, then?
Damn sight more than you are, that's for sure.
Thank you, really. I can speak for myself, eh? If you must know, I'm a Marine engineer and my colleague here is with the Army. His Majesty's Forces.
So, you based with our boys, then?
Now, you know I can't tell you that. Loose talk costs lives and all that. What do you British say? Mum's the word? I never did get that. Says what it means. Yes, but where we're from, it sounds kind of odd, eh? Mum's the word? Mum's the word for what? Mum?
Means keep your mouth shut. Got it?
Well, you're the one who ought to be doing that, buddy. Asking searching questions about where we're based.
You don't know who might be listening.
He's right, Ted. You don't need to know where they're based.
Well, he's asking for it.
Anyway, we was only making polite conversation. We don't care where these Yanks are based.
Damn it, we're not Yanks.
Hey, take it easy. They're just trying to wind us up. Look, fellas, we're not in the mood for this kind of talk. We just came in here to have a drink with our friends.
What, those two?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, girls, why don't you come and have a drink with us?
We're having a nice time here, thanks. Anyway, you're old enough to be my dad.
You cheeky young madam. Come on, let's drink up and go somewhere else.
Are you sure? We only just got here.
Yes, I'm sure. I don't like the air in here anymore.
Me either.
Air, what are you doing leaving with them Yanks when you could be coming home with me?
Right, that's it. I swear, I'll teach you a lesson in manners.
Oh, no you don't, Angus. We're leaving now.
Looks like your friend has had enough to drink anyway. Clear off the lot of you.
Don't worry, we're going.
Geez, I'd have socked him one if you hadn't been there.
Well, you shouldn't be such a hothead. You should save it for the Nazis.
Yeah, right. Hey, is Bristol always like this?
No, Bristol's not all bad. There's nice people too. Just look at me and Jesse.
Yeah, just look at you. Sure, a couple of beauties.
Hey, what's that in the window across the street?
Oh, let's go and have a look.
Yeah, come on, Angus. Forget about those guys in there and enjoy the evening with me. Come on.
Say, this whole shop is full of wireless radios. D.H. Irving's, radiotician. Well, I'll be.
Yeah, that sure is real interesting, John. Hey, Nell. Why don't you come into this doorway with me so we can take a closer look at these, fancy radios?
Yeah, Nell. Why don't you?
Well, all right, but only for a minute, mind.
And why don't you come and join me here, Jesse?
Cool.
Hello, hello. What's going on here, then? Come out here where I can see you.
Oh, good evening, Constable.
Oh, Americans, eh? Well, move along and get these girls home.
Oh, come on. We're just looking in the shop window. And anyway, we're Canadians, not Yanks.
I can see exactly what you're up to, and I don't care where you're from. All I know is that you're loitering and canoodling on my beat, and I'm moving you on. So come on, hop it.
Hey, let go of me.
Yeah, get off him.
Now steady on, son. Let's not have any funny business.
Get your hands off me.
Angus, stop it, Angus.
Hey, get off of me. What is this? I thought we were in a free country, and you're behaving like Hitler and his cronies. This is not Germany, you know.
Come on now, let's get off home.
I think you've had too much to drink, my lad. You wouldn't behave like this on American streets.
Canadian, you idiot! How many times? Canadian!
Hey, get off him! What are you doing?